I'm Sally Culbreth, founder and director of Committed to Freedom Ministries. For the next while, you're going to be spending time training and equipping yourself to minister to survivors of childhood sexual abuse. I am also a survivor of childhood sexual abuse. My abuser was my grandfather, who was a minister and an evangelist. And I'd like to share with you for a few moments where the journey of Committed to Freedom began. It is here in this house that my own nightmare began, because it was in this house that my grandfather sexually abused me as a child. It's been 38 years since I stood in this place that used to be the living room. But the irony of all this is that this house was hit by a tornado several years ago, and all that remains is this overgrown shell. It was in this room behind me that my grandfather sexually abused me. It's been a long time since I've stood in this room. This is where the bed was. It's so ironic that the destruction of this room so resembles what was done to me in this place. I can remember that I would have to leave, and so my body might stay there, but my mind, I left, and I went and I played in my head up in that corner of this room right there, and I became a little girl that had toys and tea sets and teddy bears to play with until what I couldn't face was over, and then I came back. After my grandfather was done, we'd kneel down next to the bed, and he would have me pray to make sure that I wouldn't go to hell. As you can imagine, this created a lot of confusion for a young girl, and I grew up with some very disturbed ideas about God and about myself. By the time I was 17 years old, much like the destruction in this room, I found my own life in chaos and destruction. And at the age of 17, I decided that I was tired and I was used up and I'd had enough, and I made a choice to kill myself. And I went out into the night, and I had reached this place of tremendous despair. And it was out there in the middle of the night under the cold, starry sky that God spoke to me, and he said that he was different than the messenger that had so destroyed my life years earlier. And it was that night that I began to separate the message from the messenger. And I realized that Jesus had not been the one that had abused me, that a man who had sinned against Jesus had abused me. I came into this house recently for the first time in 38 years. And I had seen the house a few years earlier, and it was just a house. It meant nothing, really. I came back to see if I could talk to the people about doing some shots in front of it. But I was unprepared to be able to walk through the house. And when I walked into this room where all of a sudden this flood of memories hit me so hard, and I was taken back. I was trembling. I was fearful. I was nauseated. I could smell smells and hear sounds that I hadn't smelled or heard in a long time. And I'm standing in this room that so much had happened to destroy me. And I heard Jesus. I felt him put his arms around me. Jesus, not my grandfather. And I felt him comfort me, and I heard him say, "I'm sorry for what happened to you here." And once again, I reached a place where I was able to separate the message from the messenger. And once again, he reminded me that what was done to me was sin, and that he came to this earth to die for my sin and to die for the sins of the people that had harmed me. and that what happened to me was not what he intended to have for my life. And it was a powerful reminder, once again, of the journey that I'm on. And the thing that birthed Committed to Freedom in the first place. It's that place of being comforted by my healer and my redeemer.